Bienvenidos todos a misa. Gloria sea Dios.
Gloria sea Dios.
Señores, pero yo le tengo que decir algo a ustedes.
He has to say something to you.
Yo me he dado cuenta que esta sociedad le hace falta la luz de Cristo.
The light of Christ is lacking this society today.
Pero ahora me llama la atención un programa en el Spotify que se llama de que Victory Life. ¿Ustedes han oído de esto?
Sí, I have heard of Victory Life. He's speaking of a show, a very popular show. It's called Victory Light. But the problem is, the only light that we need is the light of Christ.
La única luz que se necesita es la luz de
Jesucristo.
De Jesucristo, el Padre. Busca de Cristo para que Satanás no te lleves al infierno.
Find Jesus Christ in your life unless you want to be dragged by your genitals into the pits of hell by Satanás himself.
Señores, oigan esto. Di que Victory Light. Di que Victory Light. Di que la luz de la victoria. Señores, no hay ninguna luz.
Mija, háblame de tu luz.
Háblame de la luz tuya.
Speak of your light.
I just came here for the Christian BBL. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Girl, what is she talking about?
Y'all not giving away free veneers?
Oh, pero, hold on.
I believe what she's talking about is we offer the Christian. Remember, when you sign up with our clergy, you get.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You get sponsored. You get a sponsored plastic surgery so that you
can. Oh, my God.
So that way you could get back at your cheating husband. That was the offer that way. And I'm pretty sure her brother's here, too, but he wants like a. Well, sorry, what was the procedure you wanted?
You were asking for.
Que me largan el huevo.
He wants
huevo enlargement.
He wants huevo enlargement.
Yeah.
That's precisely. But let me get back to Mass.
If you will.
Let me get back to Mass. I'll.
Señores.
Sí.
Victory Light es del diablo. Hablan de nada que se trata de Jesucristo. Solo hablan de desgracias. Y aquí en esta misa no se reconoce esa desgracia.
We do not recognize this garbage, this affront to God in our church here.
Y solo se busca la luz de Cristo.
So, my sister, I ask you again. Speak of your light.
The light? I didn't know I needed to deal with you motherfuckers. I just wanted a fat ass, a little nice waist.
Okay.
On the house for free?
Okay, well, clearly, all right, well, there's some kind of miscommunication going on here. But
okay, she wants to do the Pope Ropey thing that you were talking about?
She wants she wants the Levanta Pome piece. That's what she wants. That's what she wants.
Yeah,
so, all right, so we got a Guebo enlargement and a Levanta Pome piece.
That'll be
remember they're sponsored surgeries. Remember,
That's right.
Yeah, Bartholomew, you gotta the sponsored surgery. They don't have to pay. They just have to sign up with a clergy.
That's right. Okay. So you signed up. We're gonna get your Guebo enlargement. We're gonna get your BBL. Right?
No pay. You said we don't pay. We just pray.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
You pay with prayer.
Yes. Buy now, pray later.
Amen.
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 Oremos. Now let's give you a big Guebo, papi. And let's give you an ass that will make you the best bottle waitress in Brooklyn.
And let's get into the Victory Light. Amen.
Amen.
ER. You've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just light. A Victory Light. Victory Light.
Yo, what's fucking good, baby? Victory Light episode
13, baby.
13.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yay, lucky.
Yay. Just ready for the assist. You know what I'm saying? We got a full house today.
Yes, we do.
Today,
yeah.
I'm back. Joined by my lovely fam, you know what I'm saying? Liz Bell Ortiz in the building, Rainio Valle in the building, and we got a very special guest. You may know him from various viral moments and of incredible independent film that's out right now. One, Andy Riddell Ortiz.
Wey, que lo que we had
real, real trap shit.
Real trap shit. Where'd you find that hairline? Yeah, we were talking about this shit earlier, I got mad as fuck. Bro, But yo, thank you for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, bro. I'm fucking, I'm a fan, bro.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a fan of this show. I'm actually, I didn't even know it was going to be up here, actually, bro. But I'm, I love y'all, man, for real. And y'all all look better in person, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go.
Yo, shout out to you because now I'm doing this shit with Melo. I feel mad short all the time. And you just came, you're like, damn, nigga, why you have to be so tall, bro?
Bro, you just don't run into 6'2 motherfuckers every day now. Come on now. Yeah.
Also, like, Riddell, how does it feel? So, like, I'm kind of hating a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I got a little hate in my heart for Riddell because I've been making music for a decade, bro. This motherfucker got a gold RRA plaque.
Yes!
Before me, bro. I swear to God.
Yo.
The day Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers dropped, and I heard that, what the... And it cuts off. I was like, that's fucking Andy.
Yo.
I was like, what the fuck? That's Riddell, bro.
That fucked you up.
Bro, I was sleeping. It was like 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Must be fucking nice.
Yo, you gotta play the bagger. I was asleep.
Oh, I was asleep. Yeah, all right. Hey, yo, Hassan, come on fucking mic. Yo,
I'm out of here, bro. Randy, you're a real musician, bro. You're the real deal, bro. I was fucking around. Bro, I was sleeping. They blew up my phone, bro. I swore somebody fell off a building, bro. Cause I got like 6 missed calls from 6 different people. Yo, you on the Kendrick? You, bro? I'm telling you, this is you. I'm like, nah, no way.
Nah.
I thought I was in a fucking wet dream, bro.
and it's not like fucking. You got sampled by like, you know. I don't want to slander nobody like Tyga or some shit. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not like you got sampled by Hobson or whatever.
I used to be a big Hobson fan.
Yo, was a Hobson stand. Well, didn't you have the page, the stand page?
The
did
Hobson
I?
Stand
you motherfucker,
page?
You making lies on
yo,
me?
Damn.
First episode, I had a Hobson stand account?
That's so crazy.
Oh my God.
Now, honestly, that explains why she fight bitches and men.
She got bars. You know?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
You need the light of Christ in your life, B. You know what I'm saying? Musically. Like Daddy Yankee. Because Daddy Yankee came out and said, yo, I'm giving my life to God. You know what I'm saying? Oye. Yo quiero bendecir a todo el mundo con el espíritu del cangre.
Yo.
I'm just like, what the fuck, bro?
That's so funny. And I imagine like his first like Christian cut is going to be like, bienvenido todo a la misa de Daddy Yankee que tú sabes que vamos a darle la luz a Cristo.
Dinos!
I want to know why they wait to the end of the careers to now.
Yo.
Vamos a hablar con Dios.
I feel like that's the Catholic religion in a nutshell. Like, yo, go do every fucked up thing you can do. But yo, you go and talk to this nigga in this box for 10 minutes and then you're good.
You're going to do 2 Rosemaries, 1 Hail Mary. You're going to be
that's
fine.
That's it, baby. That's it. No probation, no papers. You don't got to piss. Just go talk to this old man and you're good. Your life is saved. They're on a run. Christianity is on a PR public relations run. Bro.
It's coming up.
Hey, it's coming up.
Listen,
it's coming
up. Bro, I swear, like, no joke. Like, I was looking because, you know, we're an iHeartRadio podcast. and I was like looking into some of their other IPs and shit. And like, you know, I'm a freaky weirdo. So I like strange media. So they have this podcast called The Exorcist Files. And I said, oh, yeah.
Let's see what
the fuck is going on here. And it's this podcast also on iHeartRadio about like this exorcist and shit. And like they like redo a lot of his cases. And he was and I'm listening to this shit and like what you're talking about, like it's a Catholic podcast, but you know, Christianity, Catholicism, it kind of, you know, whatever.
It's the same umbrella.
It's the same umbrella, yeah. But I'm listening to this shit and I'm like, damn, this kind of dope. Am I being evangelized right now? Is iHeartRadio part of the Vatican propaganda? What is going on?
Telling you, the Pope is doing mad media buys, man. He's out here.
Crazy.
Nigga buy YouTube pre-roll ads and shit. Like, yo, you got a little dick. Pray on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, skip ad. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get this shit out of here. Get ad blocking popping, bro.
Also, how do you know that? Skip ad. Skipping the shit out this ad, man. Bullshitting, bro.
This should be lip as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Because they got the fucking, Daddy Yankee. Then they got the Christian BBLs,
mm-hmm.
which, you know what I'm saying, on top of the show, y'all heard about that?
Okay, wait, yeah, so fill me in. What exactly happened? Liz, can you please?
Yes, yeah. So there's a woman who is, I guess she's like a Christian content creator.
Mm-hmm.
She recently got a BBL, and a lot of her fans are disappointed in her because they're basically saying, why the fuck would you get a BBL if you are a woman of God, a Christian, a Christian queen?
Yeah, why are you fucking with the temple? Right. Yeah. Basically, you know?
And then she also explained that she was like, oh man, she said, God does not want me to have a big back. That was her reaction.
Nah, was that verbatim? Like,
verbatim, Rainey. She said, no. God would not want me to have a big back. So Keisha, that's why I got the BBL.
That's crazy.
Listen to me, Keisha. Your back is too big to enter into to the kingdom of God. You must go to the Dominican Republic and go to Dermistetic.
Nah, bro. Instead of a burning bush, it's the burning kush. And she's like,
God spoke to me through this L, yo. He said, I got to get the... Yo, you want to hit this?
Yo,
So anyway, he said...
What the fuck are you talking about?
He said, I got to get this surgery, bro.
What, for your kidney shit?
Nah.
Kidney stone?
Nah, he said, I got to...
Got a little meat.
Nah, he said I gotta get my shit snapped the fuck back, baby. He said I gotta be on my Nicki shit.
Yo, I'm fucking with it. I'm fucking with
it. Yeah, bro. The vision came. I swear to God, it was in this L, bro.
Yeah, bro. First of all, y'all smoked the best fake weed ever.
Right?
Because I swear, I smelt it, bro. I just smelled some sour.
Y'all
supposed
to pass me the shit.
So how many Christian BBLs do you think are going to be inside the Christian nightclub in LA?
But you know what I went to ask them too? Was like, that's crazy. But like, what makes it a Christian BBL? You know what I'm saying? Because like,
it's because she's just a part of the Christian. She's just a part of the church.
I thought it was I thought it was like halal meat.
Halal transfer.
You know what I'm saying? It's a halal transfer. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
Like, you feel me? Like, this shit is kosher. The rabbi praying over her while she's in the basement, like, no shit.
It just has to do with her being a Christian content creator, or just like a Christian woman in general. Who that's like her. That's like her
this
personality. Yeah, there is. I guess it's just,
you know what I'm saying?
The BBL, though. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
I don't know.
Buy it, though? Let me put
I know
it
she,
up.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yo, create some content, bro.
Yeah, you know bro. Send the Atlas, bro. You heard?
Get the pull fuck up to out the of church. Here. Somebody will beat the shit out you.
So, like Randy was saying, there's the fucking Christian club out here in L.A., and Shorty said the same shit. The burning kush inspired her and her husband. Make sure it's her husband. They're married. They're not having, you know, extramarital sex or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? They're very Christian.
Yeah. But my thing is, like, what are you going to do there?
Si tuviera fe como un granito de mostaza. Eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuviera fe.
You want to come as bad big, it's like four floors, but it's just one nigga with an acoustic guitar. Playing an acoustic guitar like, ala,
and just one lady right here.
Ala,
yeah, no, it's just like, bro, they're just playing like Kirk Franklin and Chance the Rapper. That's it. That's it. That and it's dry, bro. That sounds like it. The irony of this being a Christian nightclub, but it's sounding like hell on earth.
Yo,
right?
It's fantastic to me. Like, no drinks, just a space for Christians to finally like be able to. Okay, first of all, you silly hoe.
It's called church.
It's called church, and also,
like, what the fuck?
Are we really gonna sit here and act like Christians have not been the dominant religion on the planet
for the past
like 4,000 years.
Yo, Christianity, I gotta chill, man, because y'all are like the Yankees, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, Christians are like Yankee fans. I'm a Yankee fan. Niggas ain't won shit since 09, and I'm still like over here like, yeah, bro. Yeah, 27 championships, bro. Nobody's even close, bro. Talk to my man Jesus, bro. Bro, he was on the cross for like 3 days, bro. The motherfucker was dead for 3 days. He came right back, bro. Beat that.
Hey, came right back.
Yeah.
He came right back, holes in his hands. He did the John Cena. He could still see through his hands.
Can't see me, bro.
Who's doing it like JC, bro?
Ustedes están relajando con Dios.
No.
Wait, I'm promising you. Oh my fucking God. Holy shit, man.
Yo. So yeah, man, you're saying if you know what I mean, if the poppy doppy, you know what I'm saying, pastors can't save you, Daddy Iggy gonna save you. You know what I mean? But everything is on fire, man. We living in the lake of fire. As it says in the Bible, you will be destined to live in the lake of fire for your evil ways. And the Bronx has started.
Yo, it's your boy Radel Ortiz, and you are listening to Victory Light. We'll be right back, mama huevo.
The Bronx is burning in a lake of fire, but it's not really actually burning. It's just, you know what I mean? Y'all got to stop fucking raw, B. You know what I'm saying? Because we got the highest STD rate of all counties in New York.
Damn.
Of all counties in New York State.
So I will say, like, you can still fuck raw. You just gotta, like, not. You just, yeah, you just gotta, like, follow, you know what I mean? Do your testing and shit. Like,
ain't nobody got time for all that shit, bro. What are you talking about? You know, come to think of it, guys, my first STD was actually around the vicinity of like the Bronx, Washington Heights area.
Okay. Brooklyn.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. I was about to say, did you get it at the Christian nightclub? Because y'all wasn't drinking. There was nothing else to do there but fuck. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, but I will say this. It's not like the big, like, yo, I got to worry about this, STDs. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, I go take a pill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it was.
If you go on my
fellow
medicine
bitches
cabinet,
listening, these are the niggas y'all fucking. By the way,
bro, no, she gave me that. She gave me that, bro.
How we know that?
She gave me that Clemmy, bro.
The.
Yeah. That shit was
She gave you that Camilla Rang Dang Dang? She gave that shit to you?
Yeah, bro, she gave me that shit, and I didn't even know until like 3 days later, bro. I pulled my skin back.
Oh, no.
Oh, you pulled the top?
Wait, you pulled the Supreme hoodie off?
I pulled that shit down, bro. You know what was over there, bro?
Cottage cheese.
Nah, bro. Fucking ensalada de papa, bro. With remolacha, bro.
You're disgusting, bro.
He said, yo, with the kimchi.
Fuck you. I was 21.
Oh, damn, enough,
I was of legal age to
21.
Get the clap.
He was a savage.
Damn, son. Nah, but I don't like, I mean, I don't know. I don't like the way these articles like form, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the way these articles like set this shit up, it's in a way that's like we do shit like this. Like we clown people like, ew, you dirty or whatever. But like, motherfuckers don't ask for this.
You know what I'm saying? That's a fact.
No. Nobody, you know what I mean? Nobody asks to get a fucking STD. Like I just wish we were nicer about that shit.
Yeah, you're right. And we could also kill the myth that for you to get STD, you got to be a fucking whore or just like a scumbag. You could literally lose your virginity, bro, and get a fucking STD.
Hey, we all saw Kids here, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dark ass movie.
Like, Shorty got the germ by fucking one time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. This is what happens, B. You know what I'm saying? But just to put it in perspective, Manhattan's number 2 and Brooklyn's number 3.
That's how you know, bro. Like, nobody, this is further proof that Staten Island doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Bro, what do you mean, bro? I fuck with no condom all the time, bro.
Yeah, but,
like, bro, fucking, I fucked Christina last night, bro, and I fucked Josephine, bro, at the same day, bro.
Yeah, but the different, but Carmine, the difference is you've been fucking the both of them for 14 years. All right, it's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, no one's moved in, man. The property value's insane.
That's
true. What are we talking about for real?
True. Let's go become cops.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Yeah.
Let's go become cops. and then let's move to Morris Park. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, let's beat up some Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Holy I'm starting shit. To think y'all motherfuckers is really cops, bro. Y'all do that too.
I started sweating, bro.
It's deep cover.
I just felt bad uncomfortable.
Imagine this whole fucking time Meryl's just been a plant.
That's it, bro.
A plant to get us all out of here.
This whole podcast is COINTELPRO, bro. Yeah.
And then at the end of the podcast, I turn into Michael K. Williams in Brooklyn's Finest. Like, fuck you, Meryl. You ain't no cop, motherfucker. You ain't no cop. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
I'm just heartbroken. Like, you ain't no cop. How could you do this, man? We did so much dirt together.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of pieces of shit, you know what I mean, and liars, the slumlord who apparently ran this building is, I'm not even going to say allegedly, I'm going to say definitely responsible for this 5-alarm fire that fucked up multiple businesses in the Bronx. The shit looked crazy. And you know Bronx people are Bronx people because in the video, homie's taking the video. He's like, yo, look, yo, they whole bed is just chilling, yo. I'm like, nigga, the building collapsed.
Yeah.
Bro. I was like, fuck, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But apparently there was no injuries. You know what I'm saying?
Gracias a Dios.
Gracias a Dios, you know what I'm saying? Word.
Thank God.
Yeah, I think talk
to me because you in there right now, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
adversity just breeds levity, man. Because like, what are we supposed to do?
cry?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, what are we gonna do? Cry all fucking day? Like, nah, we got, like, it's jokes, bro. It's jokes. Because, like, bro, at some point, I'm pretty sure jokes won't be free. Yo. Yeah. That's like a handful of free shit that we got left, bro. It's jokes.
I remember when we didn't have to pay for water.
Yeah, bro. Now we pay for water. But, like, nah, but this shit is trash. Like, I don't know. I tinfoil hat rainy be coming out sometimes because I'm like, yo, in the 70s and shit, like, the Bronx is burning and all that shit. Like,
and all that, yep.
Yeah, and like, if you've seen The Get Down, you probably, you know what I mean? Like you're probably familiar with like what happened then. But basically, it was a huge plot to displace everybody that already lived there and then get new buildings up and then double the fucking rent because the buildings are new or whatever. And like, literally, like, bro, like, I seen pictures of that shit. That shit looked like, bro, that shit looked like Fallout New Vegas, bro. Like, that shit. That shit look like a Call of Duty map.
What,
like,
were you calling a nuke and shit?
Yeah. That shit look like an enemy UAV just hit it. And it was fucking crazy, bro. Like, ask any old head, bro, on, like, Creston. They'll tell you. You know what I mean? And, like, it's just sad to see that shit happening now.
You know what I mean? This shit ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Back in the day, man, I was flipping on the pissy mattress, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. I remember when the building fell down, we were smoking PCP, baby. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Oh, let me tell you something now, Bobby. We were smoking the PCP pipe, and I was there. Andy was there, too.
I don't remember, Papi. I'm fucked up still, Papi.
Nah, but you know, it's good because, you know, we the OG, you know?
Yeah, that's right. They gotta come to us if they want a piece of the culture.
That's right. And then when this bell came and she said, yo, I want to make something. We're gonna do a group. A freestyle group. I said, that's fine.
Yeah, because, and you know that I could beatbox a...
Oh shit. Yo, look, check out my uprock. They used to call me B-Boy Newport. Check it out.
Yeah, I gotta see
Barrow. Hey, little Susie stole that shit from me. I'll never forget it. Take me in your arms, tu maldita madre.
Nah, but there is something to say about these fucking dirty, dusty landlords who listen to too much fucking Dame Dash, bro. People's rent is not your generational wealth.
It's not.
Fuck you, bro. Get a fucking job. Go do something else.
Let's go, Liz. Get in that bag. Let's go.
I hate them, bro, because I've had landlords like that. I have a landlord like that. These people deadass treat your rent as their fucking...
Their ATM.
Yeah, it's just like they don't give a fuck about the apartment. Yo. They don't give a fuck about anything. You could literally die in their apartment, bro, and by the next day they'll have new tenants.
Is it still the stain on the floor and shit? Like, yo. Better. And the super, they send the super too. They don't send the landlord. They send the super.
Exactly.
They don't go there because they don't want to show their face. They don't want you to know what they look like, so they send the super. So now Julio's showing you around the apartment. He's like, hey. And so this, I paint everything. Don't worry. I painting on top of the light switch so you can turn the light on and off when you're moving in. And the closet by there, and I put the refrigerator inside the closet for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
You'd be like, why, nigga? Like, why didn't you just leave it where it was, bro? He's like, the landlord said he's doing something different. I don't know. You got to ask him. You got to ask Mr. Seinfeld.
Yeah. That's it. Yo, I swear to God, bro, I'll never forget. I was shopping around, like, for my co-op, like, before I landed at the one I was at. And there was one in Yonkers, bro. And, like, It was like a dream come true. Like, it was a building with an elevator. It was like the third or fourth floor, whatever. But it was a building with an elevator, on-site laundry, on-site parking included, and like a bike rack in the basement and shit. And it was waterfront, right? So my window had a view of the water, and there was a park, like, attached to, like, the building. You know how, like, some projects be having that shit? Bro, so, and they wanted, for a two-bedroom, they wanted, like, $80,000. And Jesus, I was, but also this was like the height of COVID. So that's when, like, people were either moving out or dying. So, like, they was letting shit go for the cheap. And I found this apartment, and me, my agent, and my mom go there. And my mom is just like, yo, like, wow, this looks like really good. Like, oh, and the garage was underground. So, like, my car wouldn't be affected by the elements. Like, it was beautiful. So we go inside, and the smell of mothballs just, like, permeates my entire sinuses, bro.
Yo, that was somebody Nana's house.
Yeah, bro. So I'm like, okay. And, like, they got security and shit. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. Little security guard at the door, fine. All right, cool. That means I'm safe. I go upstairs, and then I get in the elevator with this one old dude, and I'm like, oh, like, how do you like living here? I'm looking to buy. And then he goes, the walls are thin.
Hey, like yo, you said, hold on. What the, like, I listen to Amber and Jack, like, John fucking every night.
He said it just like that. And my agent is like, he's like, oh God. He's like, don't fuck up this sale for me, you old piece of shit. So my agent is like, right, well, I'm sure that's the case in most places. And you know my impressions. He sounds just like that. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to my agent, Todd Freese. He's fucking amazing.
Todd. Like, yeah. I want a motherfucker named Todd to find me my next career,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Nah, bro. And he OG for real. He's at Burns Harris and shit. But it's great.
The best thing about that condo is that it wasn't on fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's something that we forget about. Yeah. So shout out to the fire department, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to FDNY, one of the noble, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah, public service, because I fuck the cops, man. Yeah. Yeah, fuck
I'm
y'all,
fine. Yeah. I never seen an ugly firefighter.
Yeah. No, right. So let's talk about it. Shout out to FDNY. Yeah. They released their calendar. It's only $8. You know what I'm saying? And you can see you some, like, you know what I mean? Some
wow.
Little, some little, you know what I mean? A little something.
Bro, how many of these people are actual firefighters?
All of
that's
them.
A good question.
They're like legit. They all.
But are they?
No. So
you know what I mean?
They do. They firefight in their spare time.
Am I gonna find an OnlyFans?
Oh
in
yeah.
Here
oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course. Come on. He's
I
holding a hose
no
over
women
his beat.
Firefighters before.
You never, never.
Nah.
You've never seen a few like.
Hell no.
What? Like in real life, actually, I haven't either.
Not in real life.
I've seen one in real life one time, and then I read an article. That was like, it was like the New York Post. So it has to be some piece of shit. And they were like, it was like, I heard the nigga's voice in my head. It was just like, bro, how the hell am I going to fucking, if a lady comes in there and she weighs 125 pounds, how's she going to carry me out of a burning building, bro? I weigh 250 pounds of straight muscle, bro.
Oh my
how's
God.
How's that going to work? I'm like, yo, I'm like, fam, she's not going there, Dolo.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. We'll leave them inside.
Nah, they look strong as fuck, bro. You could tell, bro. She be deadlifting, bro.
You know what I mean? She deadlift me.
Nah, for
bro,
real. I'm bricked up right now.
She got the,
me too.
Wait, she got the red nose pit in the
hell
yeah. What's
yeah.
up?
What's good, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling them boots too,
yeah,
bro.
She got the ACG boots.
She got the ACGs. Yo, ooh. you know her name is Altagracia or some shit, bro.
Yo, for real, yo. So, yo, that name is like Jeronima.
That look like Remy Ma, no?
Yo.
That ain't no damn Remy Ma.
Yo!
Oh, look at the triceps on Shorty,
bro. That's a firefighter.
Oh, I know you wet right now, Rainey.
Yeah,
that's Rainey's tape.
Why do y'all think I'm silent right now?
Yo, Rainey, you like strong women?
Oh, listen, I ain't got no tape.
He wants to die by Snoo Snoo, bro. Yeah. Death by Snoo Snoo. Yo, listen, y'all. Listen, if y'all want to see the pictures that we looking at right now, go to the official FDNY 2020 calendar. You know what I'm saying? Go Google that, and you will see a lot of chocolate nipples. You know what I'm saying? We gotta take a break right now. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right the fuck back, y'all. Victory, like.
We back, bitches. Thank you for waiting for us. All right, so I listened to the last episode. Yes. Mr. Roy Wood Jr., we love you. Thank you for pulling up. I saw that you spoke about Romeo Santos.
Yes.
Freaky bastard. Yes. Love him to death. I got a nice story for y'all. So as you guys know, Andy's here. Radio Ortiz.
Yeah.
He gets pulled up to the Aventura Romeo concert.
He's like, yeah. He's getting in the Romeo mood.
He's getting in the Stephen A. bag right now.
So we go to Andy. Romeo pulls him up for the Bad Bunny song towards the end of the show. He pulls moms up with him. We'll add the clip. I'll tweet about it. But this motherfucker goes up to mommy, looks at her, looks at Andy, and says, yo, you mind if I freak your moms?
What?
Nah.
And will you believe me if I told you my mother threw it back on all four members of Aventura?
She said, even Lenny.
Right in front of me, bro.
Yo, bro. Oh my God. Nah, Rodell, you got to hit the, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Hey, yo, what the fuck? Bro.
What?
Bro, I said, Romeo, dance with moms real quick. Like, she still got, her knees still work. So he was like, all right. And then like, he's like looking at her and then he looks at me. Yo, you mind if I freak your moms? Like, bro, them words is crazy, bro.
That's a crazy thing to say, bro.
Like, in high school, somebody say that to you, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
So I was like, look at him, and I'm like, I kind of forgot we was in front of a fucking sold-out MetLife. 50,000 people. And then I was just like, oh, no, let me chill the fuck out, bro. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, bro. Fuck my mom, bro. What the fuck? So I'm thinking it's just gonna be him. But then he goes, oh, word, all right. And then he goes like this. He like waved the band
not
down.
Not the train, bro.
Bro, Aventura. I said, you not fucking Aventura, bro. You got Lenny and Max and all of them and Henry surrounding my mom's, bro. They like rubbing the guitar and shit on her spine. I'm like, nah, what is this? Bro?
Max went underneath her legs with the guitar.
Yeah, no! Bro.
Mom was fresh off a divorce, too.
Oh!
That's why we let her.
Oh, she got her groove back that night.
She was spicy, bro.
Yo, that's
fun times.
That's crazy.
No.
You mind if I? And I know how you said it because I did. Shout out to Romeo. I did the King of Bachata documentary with him. Great time, great dude. But his voice, yo.
Oh,
he always talks like this, Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he was up there. He said like, yo, out of there, bro. Yo, you mind if I freak your mom? Like that. Like, he just hit you with that. It's like a deer in the headlights, bro. You hypnotized, man. Like,
He moved the mic away. He moved the mic away, but you know 50,000 people still heard it.
Heard that shit.
Oh, like, yeah.
You mind if I freak your mom?
You mind if I get nasty?
Yo, I got to...
He had the... Did he have on the mini Yankee with the extra brim?
Ew.
I think bro, he had a visual up here.
He had a silk shirt, I think.
Oh my god.
Had a silk shirt with the buttons open.
Yeah, come on.
Nah, that's crazy.
Every time the motherfucker's on stage, the wind is blowing.
Yep.
That silk shirt.
Bro, listen, all I'm saying is you're not saying bananas to my mom.
Nah.
So I'm pussy. Thank you, bro.
Oh my god.
Nah, but it's Romeo, bro. Like, I'll say this with my chest, bro. Romeo is too sexy, bro.
Hey, this visual is crazy because they brought her up there like a Hamas hostage.
Oh my god.
Yo,
this is insane.
Nah, I take all four of them over my last stepfather. Fuck them.
Damn, bro.
Yeah,
Ravel, how are you not the Joker right now?
Bro. So like a couple weeks later, I ran into Max. I'm like, yo, Max, bro, what was that about? Like, you had your guitar underneath my mom's and shit. He's like, nah, bro. You know, he'd be fucking high as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, nah, bro, you know, your mom, she's special. She's special.
To Paul Drewski, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. We had to treat her right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, bro, not like that, bro. The guitar underneath, bro, that's where I came out of, bro.
Come on.
What you doing?
You're sending Sonic Waves where I used to be at.
Oh,
bro,
my God.
Hear ye, court is in session. And here we are at the bespoke order of bald sovereignty, or boobs for short. Mm. Here on trial today stands one Miss Amber Rose.
Traitor!
This order, I say order. And
traitor!
Before us today, I said order.
Fine.
Now before us stands the Amber Rose, one of many, but dwindling representatives of the bald order. We still have Tyrese, and we still have Morris Chestnut, so there is much. Fear not, for we still have representatives. But losing Amber Rose shall go down in history as one of the most heinous acts.
It was a tremendous blow to boobs.
Against boobs, the order. Now, Miss Amber, you stand trial here today. What say you?
What the hell is going on? You guys are mad at me for growing my hair out?
Explain yourself, Miss Amber Rose. You were the icon of baldness for so long.
For so long.
I really appreciate that, guys. But I think it's just time for, you know, just a change. It's time for me to grow up and not be a part of the bald coalition anymore.
This is treacherous! Listen, hold on now. Now, listen, Bartholomew, relax. Relax yourself.
Hey.
The braids are, in fact, giving.
Hey, they are.
They are giving.
They're giving.
However,
it pains me to say that I idolized you. You were an icon of baldness that I looked up to and revered. And then I went on your Instagram
And you had the 40-inch Malaysian bundles.
And here before the court, we have evidence. Amber Rose with the 28-inch Brazilian wavy sew-in. Unbelievable. Miss Rose, I mean, this is a travesty. This is a travesty. Freddie Gibbs just disgraced us recently, and you betray us this way. This is unprecedented, and unfortunately, we must revoke your membership to Boobs.
So what happens if I shave my head again? Can I come back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, no, of course. No, 100%. Yeah, no.
Amber Rose.
Of course, you're fucking Amber Rose. Yeah, absolutely. On, like, yeah. No, without question.
Without question, bro.
Yeah,
cool. Like you said, it's Morris Chestnut. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all we got left.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. No problem. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Of course.
Like I said during the break, we got another very illustrious special guest in the building. Tell him who you is, ma'am.
Hey, it's Amber Rose. What's up, y'all?
What's good?
I like
Amber Rose.
Come
on, come on, come on. We got Amber Rose in the building, goddammit. Mix the noise, goddammit.
I like lustrous. That was nice.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Illustrious. You know what I mean? You've had a very long, illustrious career. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So we got to get through some of these like topics with you. First of all, you know what I'm saying? I do want to go back because we had a lot of nutsack energy in the room earlier. Now it's a little more balanced. And we was talking about this FDNY calendar, the 20-something, whatever the fuck year,
okay.
You know what I mean, of the firefighters calendar. And you know what I'm saying? Just get your opinion on it. You know what I mean?
All right.
They looking good. Like, you know what I mean? I need to hit the gym, get the Manjaro, whatever you need.
Okay. I also want to get your opinion as to whether or not you think all of these people are actual firefighters. Like, there's no way that they're all for real firefighters.
You know, listen, I ain't going to lie. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them walking around a little bit.
You see what I'm saying? There's not one ugly firefighter. You won't be able to find them.
Yeah.
They all in great shape, bro. They all got 12 packs, man. Like, crazy. And they all got a pit bull.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Oh, see, you got a cat?
Yeah. Yeah, no, see, some of these I believe. Like, that dude, for sure. Like, yeah, that dude is like ladder 47, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rich O'Malley. How you doing?
Yeah.
My dad was a firefighter. My dad's dad was a firefighter.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
legacy.
All in the family.
Look at that.
Yo, hold on. Yo, my man. Nah, that's Derrick Henry, B.
Yeah.
He plays for the Tennessee Titans. That's not a firefighter.
Yeah, no, it's the Pets. The Pets are doing it for me. Also, why 2020?
Right?
Like, what? Like, did this just drop? Like, what happened?
I heard it was discontinued.
Oh, is that what it
is?
Yeah,
they had low sales, so they stopped selling.
Because there was some Ugg mugs in the building, probably.
Oh, well, because we have iPhones with a fucking calendar.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, yeah.
Also, you know what I mean? You don't need to hang
anybody hanging that shit up anymore.
Come on. Yeah. Unless you go to the fucking, like, Meineke or some shit to get a muffler change. That motherfucker. You know, on a mechanic, them niggas always got a calendar up. And it's like from 89.
That's true.
Got Robin Givens on the shit.
It's still accurate somehow. It's kept up like by itself.
Yeah. So yo, we were talking earlier about, like, you know, men, you know what I'm saying, thinking they know the most, you know what I mean?
Boo,
fuck out of here. And this is a wild telling stat that goes along with that. Half of all men with zero flight experience, meaning like they have never sat in a cockpit, never touched the whatever the fuck, they think that they could land a plane in an emergency.
Yeah, that sounds like all of my uncles and dads.
Yeah, I have four. Like, they would just figure it out like last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Is that overconfidence? So it's just like, yeah, I can do whatever I want.
I got that.
I got it.
I think what it was
good
is that we all watched Flight with Denzel,
and he was
off the YME. Yeah, he was off the YME. So I feel like, okay, well, if Denzel could do it, you feel me? Like, fuck it, I can land a plane upside down.
That's the shit, though.
You know,
if you start a sentence with, if Denzel could do it,
you already lost. There's no way.
Come on now. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And other niggas doing stupid shit news. Liz, put us on, man. Put us on in New Jersey.
Okay, this is actually the funniest shit I've seen all week. New Jersey, somebody paid him $300 to write a verse to one of their songs. And then he took too long to release the verse. I think it was like 3 days. This dude went on a slandering spree through all the blogs that you could find. This is the verse that New Jersey sent him.
Oh, man. I hope you're not from New Jersey, bro, because I live there now. I don't want to be associated. You fat piece of shit. This shit is whack. What? You pay me $300, you ain't getting it back.
What?
Yo. What the fuck?
Yo. I'm so confused.
Yo, so wait a minute. So, yo, hold on. So he went on the slander spree and then...
Yeah. This is the verse that he sent back to him. That's the verse that he paid $300 for.
Oh, man.
So the dude offered... So this is like me saying, Mero, I want you to put a verse on my song. Yeah. I pay him $300. He takes 4 days to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In those 3 days that he has not given me the verse, I go talking about him to a bunch of people. A bunch of blogs saying, oh, I paid this guy and he didn't even deliver what I gave him.
And then he finally delivered that.
Yes. So and he can't do anything about it.
Yeah, he took the verse, the original verse. He's like, I was almost done with this shit, but you know what, nigga? Trash.
Yeah, why would he come out only like 3 days late? Like, give him a chance. Like, exactly. Maybe he's a little late. Like, just relax a little bit. Like,
talk about it.
You might get your money's worth. Like, just chill out a little bit.
Talk about it, because it's like you've been in them rooms. You know, yo, I need a verse from you. Like, it's yeah. it's not a 24-hour thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he should have been more patient, and that's what he did. Shit.
Right. Yeah. I think he good did it on purpose, like on some clout chasing thing, because he probably knew he would get more attention if he talks shit about him than the actual song itself.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now this guy is getting all the attention now. So.
No, right. That's the hardest verse of all time.
Yeah. Like, I actually fuck with the verse. I've been listening to it since yesterday. You fat motherfucker. No,
I can't wait for the DJ Hassan Insane blend.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Oh, for like some Anita Baker or some shit. Like, yeah. Oh shit. Men of Trash. Let's continue with the Men of Trash. You know what I'm saying? Vane. Jonathan Majors, you know what I'm saying, is shown physically picking Grace Jabari off the ground and shoving her back into the car. Then he's shown yanking her around violently by the arm. She runs after him, but after she stops, he turns around and goes back to her. God damn.
Mm. Wow.
Damn. And this story's crazy because when it first came out, it looked like, yo, people are trying to cover for each other or something like that. And then everybody's like, oh, yo, you know how that social media is.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Yo,
yeah.
People jump to conclusions. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, yo, you know what I mean? It was two sides, right? It was the side of like, yo, we don't know what actually happened.
Yeah.
She be lying, da-da-da, this, that. And now we got...
It looked like he like took her phone or like did some wild shit and or she's just trying to, you know, she's just filled with rage.
The audio is crazy because he's telling Shorty you need to be like Coretta Scott King. You need to be like Michelle Obama. Nigga, who are you?
Yeah. Like, I was going to say.
Who the fuck is you? Like, Kang?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck? You sound crazy.
Yeah.
Ever since them red carpet photos dropped of him dressed like he yells, extra, extra, read all about
like
it.
Like Newsies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like,
he put on the OG Cedric Dinson hat.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I was like, oh, no, it's quiet.
He got that long ass H&M coat. I have not trusted. Like, that man,
motherfucker, you dress like Bagger Vance, bro.
Yeah.
Like, something's
that
going
man.
On here.
Something's yeah, going on. Yeah.
Any woman who listens to that audio and has dealt with somebody who's like a gaslighter, that shit is triggering.
Hell
just the audio itself is triggering as
no,
fuck.
No, she's absolutely right. Instantly, when I heard it, I'm like, oh, fuck that. You could tell.
She was apologizing for stepping out, like for going out with her friends.
Right.
She's like, you're right. I shouldn't have gone out.
that's so
crazy.
Sad.
God damn, bro. But yo, fuck. Get him out of here, man.
Well, I'm glad she's speaking up for herself and she's doing the right thing. So.
Yeah, she is. Her. Especially in this time because it's like, unfortunately, we have these people in the limelight and then we don't know how they really are in real life.
Listen. Yeah, yeah.
And then you blindly like following and loving somebody, being a fan of them.
Yeah.
And then you turn out to be like your worst fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And I hate to see the because I've looked at comments under that specific posts and a lot of people are like he ain't do it and then they also make it like a black and white thing which I hate hate that
nah,
shit because it's like it's a right
thing.
Yeah it's a right and wrong thing
and like it even like on Twitter specifically like right under that the video we just watched somebody was like the first comment under that shit was did he do anything wrong here and it's like
yo,
god damn bro like
bro,
Jesus Christ and like the theater kids like on like all the Yale like theater kids and shit they've been trying to tell us about Jonathan Majors
wow
like, yeah like all the theater kids like from Yale and shit they're like yo everybody know him around here as like a super unstable weirdo so like it's like allegedly that's
damn,
according to theater kid Yale Twitter,
like, Yale Twitter.
That's like you know
very
what I mean?
Specific group
and like literally when this shit dropped they was like yo we tried to tell y'all bro.
Right
like,
yeah oh, nobody's shit. Listening
yeah
listen
it's fucking crazy
theater kids you could be Jonathan Majors or you could be Lin-Manuel Miranda The choice is yours.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be a fucking weirdo. B.
Yeah, you can be a Denzel. And I'm also tired of that fucking bullshit of like, oh, now you can't even do anything. You got to be tiptoes. No, bro. There are a lot of men in the industry who never had any allegations against them because they're stand-up men.
Yeah.
Right. They aren't pieces of shit in real life.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Also, what's wrong with heightening the standard? Like, oh, you can't do nothing. Yeah, good.
Well,
I think the problem is that in today's culture, you know, men that are actually respectful to women are simps. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looked at as like being soft or sensitive instead of just, you know, that should be applauded.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I grew up around men like that where it was like, instead of you being the cool guy for protecting women and being like, in front of, or just understanding women.
Palomo.
Yeah, it's like,
you're on love and shit, fucking simp ass.
It's like, why does it make you cool to hate 50% of the world? Bro, you're a loser, sorry.
The fuck, dog?
Yeah, and as a parent to two boys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I saw in a recent interview, you're teaching your oldest about how to talk to girls.
Right.
And like, how to treat girls, and cultivating like a sensitivity towards like, experiences specific to girlhood, you know, like, periods and stuff like that. And like, how long do you think it's going to take the rest of the world to catch up to that sort of like mentality? You know what I mean?
It just depends on the parent. You know, I have to just focus on my children.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my little one, he's only 4. So Sebastian is 10. He likes girls now, which is like a whole new level of motherhood for me because it's like, you know, he wants to have dates and like go to the movies and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, he been knew about periods when he was like 3.
Yeah.
Like both my kids know about that. Also consent.
Yeah.
You know, if a girl doesn't want to kiss you, you know, you can't force her. Just take your time and, you know, she'll let you know when she's ready.
Yeah.
So.
And we've talked about this shit, like between us, it's like, yo, just, if you just not a weirdo and you just let shit, like, it might not happen, it might. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just let shit happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, let it happen organically.
Well, with a mother like me, it's almost like he just knows. Like, I'll reiterate every now and then, but he's like, Mom, you're my mother. I know. Yeah. Trust me. You know? Yeah. Like,
that's so powerful, though. That's very powerful because I think about, like, the generation now growing up. Even my little cousins, I don't have kids yet, but I have cousins who are growing up in this world. The things that they feed the kids is crazy.
I know, it's crazy.
So you really do have to be a present parent.
Yo.
Like 100% you have to be there actively teaching them. I do have a question. Because a lot of people say that it's easier to raise boys. Do you think that it's easier to raise boys, or is it just that a lot of people just kind of like let boys raise themselves or let the world raise them?
I mean, I wouldn't know because I only have boys.
Oh, right.
But like my friends have girls. I don't know if it's easier because here's the thing. Men are looked at as providers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have to, there's all this pressure for them to be like super successful, maybe at a younger age, or, you know, if you're not getting money, or you need to be this type of masculine, or, you know, you have to. So, boys have their shit too.
Absolutely.
As far as society goes, you know? So it's not just women. Like, it's not just girls getting the shitty end of the stick. Like, boys get it too. So I see both sides.
Yeah, for sure. Growing up as like a young girl, I always saw the struggles of my brother because I remember like falling and my dad would be like, oh my God, mi niña, my baby, you okay? I'll bring you Band-Aids. My brother would fall and be like, get the fuck up. Parate, you'll be fine.
He got
a worse injury than me, but it's like, you're a boy. Stop acting like a little girl.
Yeah, no, I'm not like that.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I have two
like
boys
that.
As well, and all that boys don't cry shit, be a man, fuck out of here.
Don't say that shit to
my son, bro. Don't.
I was like, cry if you got to, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cry if it's a sad episode of a cartoon.
Yep.
If you remember our dog that died, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why most of these men are emotionally unstable. They can't give to women what we want because they you know, no offense, but they had that like, yo, get up, you're good.
Yeah,
you know, so I let my boys have their feelings for sure. Yeah.
I don't think that boys are like allowed to even understand emotions in the sense of like, if they're sad, it's like, you're a boy, stop being sad.
No.
If you're depressed, it's like, don't worry about it, you're just a boy. Like, you know, there's just so many expectations for boys and for men.
Yeah. Totally.
And then we don't even allow them or give them access to emotionally maturing.
So you poor, bro? Stop being pussy, bro.
Yeah, it's like, so the only emotion you can do or deal with is anger.
Anger.
And you lash out. You don't know how to be sad. You don't know how to deal with anxiety or anything else. You're just angry.
You know, that has happened most of my life, like in my dating life. Like if somebody was like, I don't know, sensitive or nice to me, they would just be like, oh, I'm being soft right now. All right, let me stop. And I'm like, no, I want to hear what you have to say. Like, I want to hear your feelings and like what you're thinking about and how you feel. Like, you don't have to shun away from that. Like, it's, you know, that's something that I need to know how you feel so we can communicate and like be closer.
Right.
But they I don't know. I'm not raising my boys like that though.
Me neither. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I do have certain standards though. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I told my oldest is 12 and it's the same situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like, you know, he's in junior high now, like, you know, seventh grade, mm-hmm. you know, shorty over here, Chloe. And
you're right, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, yo, bro, listen. There's certain things, you know what I mean, that I need you, like a code that I need you to abide by. Number one, don't never take Shorty out to a fast food restaurant like this shit right here in Idaho,
where they
just opened up the first In-N-Out and they had a motherfucking 8-hour line.
Oh my goodness.
For In-N-Out, B. You know what I'm saying?
In-N-Out.
Eight hours.
In-N-Out getting money.
Hold on. Wow. I didn't know there was that many people in Idaho. I had no idea. I had no idea there was 8 hours worth of line of people in Idaho.
Facts. I'm about to say.
Yeah. This reminds me of when they opened up Fat Tuesdays for the first time in New York.
Yo.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
They got shut down in like 3 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy. Yo, when they opened Chick-fil-A on like 37th Street, when it was the first one, yo, I went there for lunch. I was working in Midtown. I was like, this shit is crazy. It was like the DMV line. And they had the motherfuckers with the iPads outside.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm like, God damn, bro. Yeah. Like, this shit is crazy.
And then that's fire, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, nah. And that's the shit. Because people be like, yo, this shit is mid. It's mid. I'm like,
no, it's
nah,
fucking
this
good.
Shit goes crazy, bro.
So they don't have In-N-Out in New York yet?
Nah.
No.
Not yet.
But, yeah, you know, we eat In-N-Out all the time in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
It's fire. So I'm like, I just go there. I'm like, yo, animal style, everything.
Baby. Yes, yeah.
Go cry. Now I'm like,
fries, everything.
I do have a question. What restaurant would you wait 8 hours for?
Oh, is there shit. Any?
No.
Remember the chibi truck I was telling you about on 174th in Jerome? I'll sit. They got chairs, too. I'll sit there all motherfucking day, bro. Yeah, just chop it up with Titi. Like, yo, I need them fucking them fried pig ears, man. The paticas, bro. The chimi, all that shit. The mayo ketchup, bro. Everything.
Bro, I need the lengua chimi. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucking disgusting. Yo, that's what my ex used to call me back in the day.
Hey!
Hey, make some noise. Mega, mega, mega shout out to Andy Ravel Ortiz. You know what I mean? The god. The lesser talented sibling. You know what I'm saying? We got the most out to one in the
building. That's crazy.
You diesel bitch. I'm here because you got a hairline. You brolic asshole. You in shape motherfucker. And also, tremendous crazy shout out to Amber Rose jumping in both facets of the show. Yo, enjoy your holidays, y'all. You know what I'm saying? As I always say, do what you do. Enjoy yourself. Don't destroy yourself. You heard? It's your boy, the Kid Merrill.
Your girl is Bella Ortiz.
And it's your man's Rainy Ovalle. You yes, already know sir. What it is. Victory Light, episode 13. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's sign on the boards.
A Victory Light.